Hello, beautiful friend. Hi, it's Sherry. And it's not Sunday when I'm recording this, but it is Sunday when you're getting it. I'm actually working at an event that starts at 7 a.m. tomorrow, so I wanted to make sure that I recorded this for you and got it all set to go. And this music behind me, I don't know if you can hear it, so beautiful. It's called Ascension, and it's by David Ma, M-A. It's such a poignant piece, I think. It makes me feel sort of all the feelings at once, you know? It's like kind of a, it's kind of a happy and also poignant and even sorrowful, which is kind of being human, right? And it's exactly what I've been feeling this week. I'm going to turn this down. Maybe I'll stop it and play a little more at the end if I remember. But many of you know I wrote last week saying that my son had moved out. And I was really struggling, and still am, with just my own part of it. You know, and of course, I'm so happy for him and for everything that this opportunity is for him and helping him grow. And especially, again, I think a lot of you know that he does have, you know, a certain amount of extra anxiety than a lot of people have, or who knows, right? I think this is actually just the piece of the mix of it all, right? We're all so many things at once. Well, what I wanted to say is that that's sort of all of that. Those feelings are still here and I'm still living with them, but also a much, much, much bigger and much more, way more bigger. I guess that's enough adjectives. Thing happened, and it was a tragedy that happened with someone that I know. That I dearly know and love. And so I'm here recording to you, I'm connecting to you, and I come to you with all of the possible mixture of human feelings of really just deep grief and sorrow for what is possible in this world, like as far as what is possible in difficult, really difficult things. And then, you know, the whole range, that whole spectrum of, you know, the most nightmarish things that can happen, and then the most amazing, magical feelings that we have as human beings and connections. And you know, I don't want to cross any privacy lines, but I do want to say something that my beautiful friend said to me in the midst of this tragedy that she's coping with, which is that she said every message of support and love is saving me. Every ounce of love I'm receiving is saving me. And she said, it's like each molecule of grief is surrounded by molecules of love. And I have had that in my mind this entire week since I talked to her. And it's on my mind now talking to you, because it's what I really do know in my own life to be true, that, you know, we can't, no matter how much we try to protect ourselves and protect our families and our children and everyone we know and our friends, and as much as we want to protect the earth and as much as we want to protect all the strangers with their beautiful smiles and people across the world, and as much as we wish that we could save everyone and help everyone and save the earth, and it's just, we can't. And I think that that's just the weight of what I'm feeling right now, as well as, you know, again, the uplift of the molecules of love. I don't think I'll ever forget what she said about that, because It's what we have control over, which is that if we ourselves, or if someone that we know, or that we hear of someone who is going through whatever it is, you know, and it could be anywhere on the spectrum, you know, they could be having just a simple bad day, or they could be experiencing, you know, the biggest loss imaginable to someone, or anything in between. But when we hear that, we can be one of those molecules of love, you know? It's the pinpricks of light that I always talk about. When I was at that place in my own life where all I could think about was how to get off this planet, and it felt like that iron wall was closing in on me so fast, and all I thought that would help me was to get off this planet, there were pinpricks of light. And those pinpricks of light were like the molecules of love, right? Every kind word, every time a stranger looks at us with a smile, and, you know, even if they have their mask on and you just see their eyes lifting, or a wave of the hand, or someone, you know, stoops to pick up something you dropped, or they open the door for you, those tiny things are not tiny. Our offerings of love, it's just like the scale that I talked about of grief, you know, that it's like anything from, you know, the simplest of irritations, or a simple like sort of bad moment or bad day, all the way up to the worst thing that we could possibly imagine, you know, which often has to do with losing someone that we dearly, dearly love. Just like that, there's just no accounting for how much our love can mean in any of those moments. Because we all know this too, right? Like, what could start as, you know, a quote unquote small sort of hard thing in our lives can really snowball quickly if we do not feel love from ourselves or from people in our lives. And I'm sorry if this sounds, I mean, I know I can actually feel it in my own body and I can hear it in my voice. I realize this isn't, I try usually to really tap into as much uplifting energy as I can to support all of us. And I think this is as much uplifting energy as I can. And it's also just simply the truth, that it's the truth that sometimes, especially if it's someone that we dearly love, when something happens in their lives, it is just flattening, you know? My heart, I feel, has been just blasted open. And in the midst of that, which I'm sure, again, you guys all know this, right? There's this really, it is strange. Strange sounded weird. Strange sounds strange, but it is, which is this strange thing that we go through our day-to-day lives, right? So this, my heart is blasted open. First of all, it was blasted open just because I was missing my son so much. So I was already just like, really just felt like everything was flying in as far as, you know, feeling things at a very intense level. And then obviously, my heart just squashed and crushed and just felt devastated and just truly, truly that word, heart-wrenching, for my friend. And in the midst of all of that, I'm still responsible for things. I have things, you know, I have a life that requires me to show up for certain things, and it's so strange, and yet also life-saving in that way too, because the ordinary can sometimes just really be a balm. You know what I mean? Like, so I guess that's another, I hadn't really thought about that until, I love talking to you. Thank you. I really love talking to you because it does help me see things like that. In fact, I was talking to my friend Trish about this week, is that feeling of when the veil lifts and when we're just really in just the real depth of feeling of being human, the preciousness of the people we love and this earth. You know, we're seeing, oh my gosh, so much devastation happening, so many fires, and you know, there's so much happening on this planet. And so anyways, Trish and I were talking about, like, it's impossible, I think, you know, you'd have to be like incredibly strong and resilient to hold that all the time. And so our quote unquote ordinary lives, you know, fixing dinner, or for me, like, you know, committed to working at an event, and the things that we do like that, they can help us heal, I think, because it lowers the intensity a little bit. So here I am, it's 10 minutes in, and I, you know, what have I given you? Let's see what David, let's listen to a little more of this song. That could be something for sure as a gift. Oh, so beautiful. It's so magical how life happens that way, because when I got stuck, right? Like, I was just kind of like, oh, am I just rambling? Am I, you know, I never want to waste your time. I know how precious your time is. But when I played that little bit of music, I remembered one of the key takeaways. The event that I was volunteering at today is a man named Roger Love. You may have heard me talk about him. I've written about him before. Roger is a vocal coach who really believes that we can change the world through sound, through our voices, and that he's really teaches people how to bring emotion into the world through our voices, how to share who we are through sound more than through the words. And when I played that little bit of music, I remembered today he had a special guest on who was singing/chanting in Sanskrit. And then they had a conversation about how unifying it is, how connecting it is through sound, how sound, and particularly something like Sanskrit, which is a very healing chant, healing language, how there's no division in sound. And they talked about the sounds of nature. And so, for instance, in a world, for those of you who are here in the United States, this has been an incredibly divisive time in our country for a long time now. And I'm sure wherever you live, there is divisiveness among people and you know, arguments with words. But like they were saying today, Roger and this beautiful guest, I'll try to find her information, but they were saying the sounds of nature, for instance, that no matter who you are, you know, where you live in the world, what your age, what your religion, what your nationality, the sound of, for instance, like, you know, walking on leaves in the forest, or the sound of a little brook that you come upon, or the sound of a river or the ocean waves or the trees rustling in the wind, sounds, oh, they heal us, they soothe us. There's a healing that happens. And I didn't know that that's what I was going to talk about, but I think what I want to offer you, because this is what I want to offer myself, is to really think about what sounds give me a sense of comfort and ease and peace, and how can I surround myself with them more? And how can I give those kinds of sounds to people I love? So for instance, at my coaching group last night, one of the things we did was I asked them to make voice recordings of appreciation for someone in their life. And I encouraged them to use voice, because when our loved ones hear our voices, there's an automatic feeling that goes along with that. And so we could leave a voice note for someone we love, and we could add the sound of, you know, let's say that you have a cat and you know, you include your cat purring, or let's say that you play a little, you know, I have some YouTube videos that I have tagged that have bird song. Maybe there's an actual song that really connects you to someone and you play that. You know, like, so to think about, first of all, for yourself and then for someone you love, how could you bring sound? And maybe it's like what Roger Love teaches us, which is to really be intentional about the sound of our voices, so that if you're talking to somebody, you're about to meet a friend or talk to a friend on a video call, or, you know, that you take a few minutes before the call to really think about, you know, I want to show up with enthusiasm, or I want to show up with warmth, or I want to show up and really let my friend know that I'm listening. How can I do that? Like, what are some of the ways through sound, you know, maybe while your friend is talking, that you're really just like, you know, giving those verbal cues, not interrupting, offering the sound of quiet listening. It's going to be different for each of us. It's going to look very different, but I really want you to take this and, you know, don't just like think, oh yeah, whatever, but really like, please do it, you know, practice it for yourself, practice it for someone in your life. If you've never left a voice message before, try it. You know, there's apps on your phone, or I had my group last night. There's a website called Vocaroo, VOCARROO.com, where you can press a button and record something and then download or share it. Yeah. And, you know, thank you. You can see, right, that this often happens when I'm in conversation with you, that the uplift comes. It's like, again, it's like those love molecules that I had shown up with, sort of this big well of sadness, and talking to you, imagining, you know, a lot of you that, you know, I know either your faces or your names. I know you're with me. I know you're listening, and I picture you, and it's each of your faces is a molecule of love for me. And so let music, let nature sounds, let animal sounds, let the wind soothe you, whatever it is, you know, give it to yourself and give it to a friend. Okay, let's listen to a little more David before we go. I hope this music brings you a sense of connection to me, a sense of connection to your own heart. Maybe somebody that you love is dropping into your mind and you'll connect with them. I'm grateful for you. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Sending you love. Bye-bye.